the world. I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian authorities have found a mass burial site near a recaptured city in the northeast of the country. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The grave was discovered close to Izium in the Kharkiv region. Russian forces left Izium a little more than a week ago as Ukrainian troops successfully reclaimed swaths of territory in the region. AP journalists visited the site, walking past hundreds of wooden crosses, most of them marked only with numbers, no names. Ukrainian soldiers surveyed the site with metal detectors. A Ukrainian serviceman known as Kuvalda explained, "If it bleeps on the place where our brothers are lying, that means that the enemy may have left something like an explosive substance, a grenade that could be thrown into a grave." Izium resident Yuri Kochatenko remembered the Russian invasion of his town. His wife was killed by a cluster bomb. "We fell down. I wasn't hurt, but she was wounded in the heart. The shrapnel went straight through her." I'm Karen Chamas.
Officials say weeks of floodwaters are now receding in Pakistan's worst-hit southern Sindh province after a deadly summer in which monsoons killed hundreds of thousands of people. Friday's latest development is a potentially bright sign in the ongoing crisis. Irrigation officials say the water level in the previous 48 hours receded as much as 3 feet in some area. However, authorities have said the complete draining of water in Sindh will take at least 3 months. The floods have killed 1,508 people, left 500,000 homeless, and sparked a race against spreading disease. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Mali's military government has called Ivory Coast's request for a regional meeting on ivory and troops detained in Mali since July, intimidation and blackmail. Ivory Coast accuses Mali of holding its troops hostage, as Annie Reisenberg reports from Bamako.
The Malian government's official statement says that it is in no way concerned by Ivory Coast's request to hold a meeting with regional bloc ECOWAS over the detained troops. The statement was read on state television station ORTM by government spokesperson and interim prime minister, Colonel Abdoulaye Maiga.
Le gouvernement de la transition, tout en réitérant son attachement,
he says, the transitional government, while reiterating its attachment to peace, security, and age-old good neighborly relations, specifies that for the respect of its sovereignty, its national security, and the interests of its people, it will yield to neither blackmail nor intimidation. The 49 soldiers from Ivory Coast arrived at the Bamako airport in July as support for a UN contingent. Mali arrested the soldiers, accusing them of being mercenaries. Mali's military government maintained in Thursday's statement that the troops arrived in Mali in possession of weapons and munitions of war, without a mission order or authorization, while concealing their identities and their real professions, as well as the precise purpose of their presence on Malian soil. Malian interim president Assimi Goïta said last week that Malian political figures fleeing prosecution by the military government have been given asylum in Ivory Coast, and that he was seeking a mutually beneficial solution to the diplomatic crisis. Tensions between Mali and ECOWAS have been high this year, with ECOWAS imposing sanctions on Mali in January over an election delay. Sanctions were lifted in July when Mali set an election date for 2024. Annie Reisenberg for VOA News, Bamako, Mali.
Tunisian President Kais Saied has made new changes to electoral law that diminish the role of political parties 3 months ahead of legislative elections. Opposition groups see it as the latest step in a sweeping power grab. A new electoral law published Friday reduces the number of members of the lower house of parliament. It says candidates will now be elected directly instead of via party list. Voters will elect a new legislature December 17th. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian authorities have found a mass burial site near a recaptured northeastern city previously occupied by Russian forces. The grave was found close to Izium in the Kharkiv region. President Volodymyr Zelensky announced the discovery late Thursday in his nightly address to the nation. Zelensky said more information would be made public on Friday. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.